Well, it has been an interesting couple of weeks that we've had in the United States of America, hasn't it? We have seen laws made and laws repealed. In North Carolina, we have seen bills pass, bills not pass, protesters arrested, protesters not arrested. In my office, I have spoken to people delighted for what is happening in North Carolina and in our country, and I have spoken with people who are grieving over those same issues. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like North Carolina, and in some sense the nation, is in some sort of dogmatic and political disarray. Each Monday yields more and more unrest as people gather to protest. Each week unveils some sort of turmoil that not only draws distinct lines between political parties, but aids in the nurture of resentment. Resentment between colleagues, between friends, between households. Now, before I go on, I'm sensing you might be a little nervous about what I'm going to say next, so I want to assure you, don't worry, this is not a political sermon. This is not a sermon about politics. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for or what to vote for. I'm not even going to tell you what I think Jesus would vote for. Today's gospel does not lay out for us how we should vote or how we should think on certain issues, or where we should stand in any hot-button political hot tubs of our time. But though it does not instruct us on where to stand, our gospel text this morning most certainly instructs us on how to stand. How to stand. Jesus said, "Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. Greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if anyone is there who shares in your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you." Go on your way. Go on your way. Jesus tells this not just to the 12 disciples who have been following him, but to the 70 people who have decided to live out their faith in word and in deed. Go on your way. Go live in peace with one another. Go spread the good news about the kingdom. Go pray for people to be healed. Go pray for people to be inspired. Pray to add more laborers to this harvest. Jesus is telling us that it is not what we stand for, but how we stand, how we live, how we love, how we go on our way. Our faith is not a private matter, but our faith is acted out in word and deed, something to be proclaimed in what we say and in what we do. Go on your way. And I love this next part where Jesus sends us out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Of course he does. Love and peace from lamb to lamb is certainly easy. But love and peace among wolves, lambs and wolves especially, that's a little bit more of a challenge. Now, many interpreters have said that Jesus sends them out like lambs among wolves in this verse to tell these people to stay alert, to be cautious, to be on their toes about something. Well, yes, maybe, but is that enough? Let's think of it this way. In the midst of a pack of predators, God sends us out to love and to share peace. When we are hated, we are called to love and to share peace. When we are insulted and disparaged, we are called to love and share peace. When we are challenged, we are called to love and share peace. Why? Why? Because this is what Christians do. Christians love and share peace. We love the persecuted and we love the persecutors. We love the politicians and we love the protesters. Christians are called to love and share peace. Now, does this mean we agree on everything and that we have to agree on everything? Absolutely not. In fact, I don't know that God even wants us to agree on everything. There is a beauty in the breadth of diversity that God has for us in God's kingdom. Look around you. We are all different. We all stand on different planes and have differing opinions. That's a beauty. Remember, it's not where we stand on certain issues. It's how we stand with those issues. It's how we stand with people. It's how we go on our way. What God wants for us is to be lambs and not wolves. What God wants for us is to figure out how we walk in love, how we walk in peace, and how we have unity despite our differences. What God wants for us, what God calls for us to do, is to listen with peace and to love with perseverance. Friends, each and every one of us is called to be a lamb that goes out into the world. Each and every one of us is called to be a certain kind of custodian of Christ's love and peace. We are the ones called to hold it, to carry it with us, and we are the ones called to carry it out into the world. So today, may God's redeeming work start right here in each and every one of us at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Cary, North Carolina. May we be lambs as we exit this place and live out in the midst of this world. Amen.